Joel Charney works with Refugees International, and he joins us now on the phone. Joel, there's been such an ongoing humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, even before this. Humanitarian relief has been a key part of today's efforts and was mentioned by both President Bush and also Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. So what are you worried about in terms of the delivery of food aid to the people inside Afghanistan?
Well, at this point, it's just an issue of scale. The rations mentioned by Secretary Rumsfeld were 37,500 rations, one meal for that number of people. And with 4 million people needing food relief in Afghanistan, the question is, how can we continue to reach them now that the conflict has begun in earnest in Afghanistan?
After the events of September the 11th, aid, I guess, did continue to be delivered, but not by Americans, likely. So who was involved?
Well, there's a remarkable network of Afghan staff who've been working for the UN World Food Program and for international non-governmental organizations. And they courageously continued the work as best they could, even as the international staff were evacuated. And I think the key question now in terms of reaching Afghans with food assistance is, what will the Taliban response to the attacks be in terms of this ongoing humanitarian effort?
Well, what type of refugee movement do you think will now ensue? I mean, the Taliban presumably can't get its hands on all of this relief, so some of it should go to the refugees, right?
Well, the issue is people inside versus potential refugees, and the next 24 to 48 hours, I think, are just critical. We'll know perhaps as early as tomorrow how quickly people begin to move in response to these attacks. Will they move towards the border with Pakistan or towards the border with Iran, or will they try to find safe haven within Afghanistan? So we have to be prepared for all contingencies if we're really going to be able to meet the needs of the Afghan people, as we've professed as one of our top priorities.
Do you think that this aid, is it significantly more than was being delivered before September 11th? And do you think it will all have the effect of the delineation that has been so talked about? In other words, people, not targets. Or I should say, in terms of the U.S., and
the
Britain,
amount,
targets, not people.
The amount in the airdrops, in my view, is symbolic. There's no way you can feed 4 million people with airdrops. The point I would like to make is that the Bush administration has committed to providing $320 million in humanitarian assistance to the entire effort. That's a significant amount of money, and now those funds need to be mobilized immediately to send food across the border, if that's still viable, and to prepare for a refugee outflow, if indeed that begins to ensue over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Joel Charney works with Refugees International.